Hot 91. Sam and Ash at 8:12, but I'm a little bit excited because
I'm
feeling a little starstruck.
I know. I
My
see
new
this.
Best friend is in the building, guys.
You're going to scare her away. We want this one to stick around.
Okay.
Don't try and scare them away.
Now, if you are a fan of Netflix or if you're a fan of the show Below Deck, so it's a sort of an American reality style of show. So not often that you see a lot of Aussies on this show, although there has been a few that have come and gone. But we do have a local girl. Her name is Ashling. She's from Noosa. She joins the charter in, what is it, season 8, where she comes on board and she's the nicest person. You know how that usually there's all these stereotypes in reality TV?
Yeah.
She's cast as the really nice one because I think that's her in real life.
Wouldn't be a villain.
I'm not getting villain vibes from her at all. No. She joins us right now. Her name is Ashling. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you, new bestie.
Sorry, Sam.
It's all good. Look, I'm fine. I just giving you a cautionary tale now.
The Ash and Ash show. No Sam included.
It starts like this, and then you start moving into a place, then she'll sing to you. And then your ears will bleed, and then it's all over.
Please tell me you're a bad singer too, Ash.
Oh, I'm bloody fabulous.
Same!
So watch out.
This is so cool. Now, joining us as well is Kel from our accounts department here at Hot 91 because, like me, she is a massive fan of this show.
Okay.
So Kel's got a lot of burning questions. Good morning, Kel. How are
good
you?
Good morning. I'm good.
All right. Now, let's get started because, Ash, talk to us about what this show is all about for people who might not have seen Below Deck before.
Okay. So pretty much it's just like a day in the life of myself working. We're called Yotties. We work 18-hour days and we're pretty much catering for wealthy rich people all around the world.
And you guys would have probably come across some doozies before, you know, especially, any rich and famous people or just kind of lots of people with lots of money?
Just lots of people with lots of money for me.
Yeah.
You know, and we all, like, have to deal with, like, celebrities, that kind of side of the world.
Sure. How'd you get involved? Like, how did you get on board in the first place?
Well, I decided to buy a one-way ticket to America, which is apparently unheard of. And then I'd also purchase a ticket to go to Europe. And I booked all my courses to do yachting and pretty much gave myself a week to leave Australia and the rest is history.
So exciting.
Yep. Wow.
That's cool as.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah,
that is so good. Now, Kel, do you have any questions for Ash? Because I know you're a little bit like me. We're both sort of wanting to be her best friend right now.
Yes. Oh, I have so many questions, but okay, I'll narrow it down.
Yeah.
Captain Lee, is he as amazing as what he looks on TV?
Yes. Captain Lee is the most sweetest man you'll ever meet.
Aww.
Super genuine. Love him. Couldn't express any more than that.
So he's in charge of the super yacht you're on?
So Captain Lee, he's our captain. He's pretty much in charge of the whole crew, looks after us. But a lot of the time he's kind of in the distance. A lot of people do say that. But in real life, in reality, when we're filming, he's right there for any moment at any time for us, which is great.
That is really cool.
Super supportive.
Yeah. Now, super yachting obviously takes you to some amazing destinations around the world. This one, season 8 of Below Deck, is filmed in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
That looks sensational as it is. But what's your favourite place you have visited while super yachting?
Oh, I'd probably have to say the Bahamas. You can't go wrong. It's too beautiful. It reminds me a little bit of home here at Noosa, so that's why I felt really comfortable living over there. But the most amazing place I think that I have experienced would be Belize City.
Wow.
Totally like.
Yeah, wow.
Random.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Scary.
Yeah,
because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like,
everything going for it.
Yep.
Energy.
Absolutely. Yep.
That is awesome. Yeah.
And I heard you used to be a hairdresser. Is that right?
Well, I currently am actually a hairdresser. So since coming back from Below Deck, I'm now back to hairdressing, working for myself in Pridgeon Beach.
So,
if you need your hair done, girlfriend, hit me up.
So how good's this?
Question though, like, where to from here? So, I mean, you've done a series on an American reality TV show. You're living in Noosa. You're cutting hair. You're doing the styles.
Yes.
Is there more TV in your future? What's the goal?
I'd hope to think so, that there's going to be more TV in my future. I have applied for Survivor. So.
Wow.
Stop it.
I haven't heard anything back, but you never know.
Oh, see, because you'd be so good at that being
amongst. I think I'd kill it.
Oh, absolutely. And
I
also,
think it'd be awesome.
And also, too, there was talks about Below Deck coming back to Australia or coming to Australia. Do you know anything about that? Where they were going to be filming?
Well, I can't actually say. So we'll just have to all hold out and wait and see what happens.
All right.
Yes.
It could be in the half-wit Sundays.
have to ...
Well, Ash, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And I really appreciate our new friendship as well. It's blossoming. Blossoming.
Oh, dear. That's halfway between blossoming and promising.
It really was. I'm so nervous. Stop it. Pod 91's 20.